Trend number four, longer, healthier lives just ahead. Over the years, the Trends editors have kept you up to date on promising medical research aimed at extending and improving human life. Obviously, these new and emerging technologies could dramatically improve the quality and quantity of life we enjoy as individuals. But they are even more important to the future of our economy because of their implications for increasing our economic contributions and decreasing the cost of our health care. Consequently, we're pleased to bring to your attention new research results from the National Institute of Aging Interventions Testing Program. As we'll explain, rapamycin, an existing commercially available medication, seems poised to become the first effective anti-aging drug available for humans. Rapamycin is a natural compound that was discovered in the soil of the Easter Islands about 40 years ago. The compound is already FDA approved for suppressing immune responses in patients who have received organ transplants. And as such, it has already undergone lengthy clinical trials for safety. But while its current applications are interesting, rapamycin's unprecedented potential for slowing the aging process is generating widespread excitement. As explained recently in the journal Nature, rapamycin extended the lives of mice who took the drug from birth to death by 9 to 13%. For a person expected to live to the age of 80, that's an extra 10 years of life. But much more exciting for most of the Trends audience is what happened when trials began when the mice were well into middle age, specifically the equivalent of 60 years old in human terms. The late start actually boosted the effectiveness of the drug so that the mice enjoyed a lifespan between 28 and 38% longer than the control group. For a person expected to live to the age of 80, 38% translates to more than 30 extra years of life, theoretically raising the human lifespan to 110 years. This is a greater boost to longevity than scientists expect to provide if they someday find cures for both heart disease and cancer. Researchers from three institutions, the University of Texas Health Science Center, the University of Michigan at Ann Arbor, and Jackson Laboratory in Bar Harbor, Maine, conducted separate experiments. The results were duplicated at all three labs. To quote Dr. Arlen G. Richardson, director of the Barshop Institute for Longevity and Aging Studies at the University of Texas Health Science Center, "I've been in aging research for 35 years, and there have been many so-called anti-aging inventions over those years that were never successful. I never thought we would find an anti-aging pill for people in my lifetime. However, rapamycin shows a great deal of promise to do just that." It's an interesting twist of fate. The researchers had initially planned on treating mice that were 4 months old, but they discovered that when mice ate the rapamycin, it was destroyed in their stomachs. The scientists had to use microencapsulation to protect the drug so that it could make its way through the stomach unharmed and be released in the intestine instead. This technical delay meant that the mice were 20 months old when the testing began, the equivalent of 60 human years. Without that fortuitous delay, the researchers may not have realized that the drug was even more effective when started in middle age and perhaps beyond. Significantly, the animal model studies of rapamycin's anti-aging properties haven't been limited just to mice. The life-extending effects have been duplicated in a wide variety of species, such as worms, fruit flies, and yeast, so it is likely that the drug will be just as effective in humans. How does rapamycin work? It changes the way the body responds to food and reduces undesirable responses to stress, such as oxidation that can damage proteins and DNA. Such damage makes people more vulnerable to disease, and it is believed to be a component of the processes that cause aging. In effect, rapamycin makes the cells respond as if the body were on a restricted diet. There's no weight loss, but the cells use their proteins more efficiently and repair them more effectively in the presence of the compound. It is thought that this cellular efficiency is responsible for the anti-aging effect. Rather than being specific to a particular disease, rapamycin appears to prepare the body to defend against all sorts of threats. According to Science Daily, the drug was first used in the 1970s as an antifungal treatment. It was later adapted to prevent organ rejection after transplants. Then it was used to help the body adapt to stents, which are placed in the blood vessels of heart patients to keep the coronary arteries open. More recently, it has been used in clinical trials as a treatment for a variety of cancers. And in fact, in a study conducted at the University of Chicago Medical Center, patients taking rapamycin have seen their tumors shrink and have survived well beyond doctors' expectations. It's fascinating that rapamycin was initially used to suppress the immune system so that patients would not reject a kidney transplant. Researchers at the Emory Vaccine Center have recently discovered an intriguing paradox. Rapamycin actually boosts the immune system to fight diseases the second time they are encountered, creating cellular memories in so-called CD8 T cells. In a normal immune response, the CD8 cells, also known as killer T cells, proliferate to fight infection. But when the infection is gone, 90% of them die. The 10% of the killer cells that are left are responsible for remembering the disease and mounting any subsequent attack on an invading organism. In experiments with mice and monkeys, it was shown that rapamycin significantly increased the number of killer cells that survived, which were much stronger in their response. This can have tremendous importance when it comes to diseases such as HIV and hepatitis C, which are kept at bay by killer T cells. It could also significantly improve the effectiveness of flu vaccines. In another development from researchers at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis, rapamycin was found to prevent the epileptic seizures that are sometimes caused by injuries to the brain. In an article in the Journal of Neuroscience, the researchers also reported preventing seizures caused by tuberous sclerosis, a common genetic cause of epilepsy. The same protein that regulates the way cells handle food may also be responsible for causing seizures, and rapamycin targets that protein, which is called mTOR, for mammalian target of rapamycin. Mice with genetically induced mutations that cause seizures were completely free of symptoms after being given rapamycin. And a paper presented at the American Association for Cancer Research meeting showed that rapamycin, when combined with a drug known as penobinostat, killed off 65% of pancreatic cancer cells that were known to be resistant to chemotherapy. When pancreatic cancer resists chemotherapy, it's usually fatal. The same sort of success was achieved against non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Once again, the effect is thought to revolve around the mTOR protein. However, rapamycin isn't perfect. So far, patients who have taken it in clinical trials have encountered three problems. One problem is that some patients have suffered side effects such as high blood sugar levels, diarrhea, low white blood cell counts, and fatigue. Other patients have experienced less severe side effects such as very curly hair or brittle fingernails. Another problem is that most of the rapamycin a patient swallows never reaches the bloodstream. In fact, less than 15% is absorbed by the body. And this leads to the third problem, the cost, which averages about $1,000 a month. But fortunately, there's a simple, low-cost solution to all three of these problems, and it comes from a surprising source, grapefruit juice. According to a paper presented at the 100th Annual Meeting of the American Association for Cancer Research in Denver, drinking grapefruit juice with rapamycin greatly improves its absorption, so patients can take less rapamycin and get better results. Researchers at the University of Chicago Medical Center discovered that the juice doubles or even quadruples the level of rapamycin that enters the bloodstream, so patients can use it once a week instead of every day. In addition to fixing the absorption problem, this greatly reduces the other two problems, side effects and costs, because patients can take much less of the drug. As it stands now, rapamycin is the first treatment ever to show convincing evidence of slowing the aging process. And its other disease-fighting properties are also extremely exciting. So barring unforeseen problems or setbacks, rapamycin promises to be a true miracle drug. In light of this, we offer the following four forecasts. First, the medicine of life extension, long thought to be the purview of quacks, has become a technological reality. People already have at their fingertips a number of techniques that can improve the quality of life, such as diet and exercise, as well as antioxidants, omega-3 oils, and vitamins. Other molecules, like resveratrol, have demonstrated some clear benefits for conditions like diabetes and preliminary anti-aging results worth additional research. But the advent of rapamycin marks a turning point in this quest in that it is a naturally occurring compound that has been shown to prolong life across several different species. This signals the beginning of a new era in which life-prolonging therapies become a practical reality. Second, there is little doubt that rapamycin will be explored and exploited for life extension. Wyeth has a brand-name compound based on rapamycin called Rapimmune, which is used to prevent rejection of transplanted organs and blood vessel stents. The great challenge for drug makers going forward will be to create a patented drug from rapamycin that will offer the life-extending benefits but avoid the side effects, perhaps by including a compound from grapefruit juice. The company that succeeds will win big. Keep an eye on Novartis, which is also working on rapamycin. Third, in the near term, rapamycin will find additional uses in more conventional medical applications, and this should help producers reduce costs and enhance safety. These applications will include preventing seizures and treating intractable cancers. It's also likely to find uses in dealing with diseases of aging, such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. And there is even a study that suggests that rapamycin can reverse the effects of mental retardation in mice. The potential uses of rapamycin will be the subject of intensive research for many years to come. And fourth, life extension will become a practical reality within the next few decades, and this will raise a host of issues. One controversy is certain to arise in the workplace, as younger generations such as Xers and millennials find that their progress toward upper management positions is increasingly blocked by baby boomers who will have no physical need to retire at 65, 85, or perhaps even 105. At the same time, the fact that people will have the ability to work for 8 or 9 decades of their lives does not mean that they will have the desire to do so. For those who plan wisely, retirement could begin as early as the age of 70 and last for 40 mostly healthy, active years. This will revolutionize industries such as financial planning, travel, real estate, and countless others. And the power of troubled institutions, such as the American family, will be restored as 5 generations of a single family can exist at a time, allowing people to pass down their values and accumulated wisdom directly to their distant descendants. One thing those descendants will not inherit, however, will be the financial wealth of their parents, at least not for several decades longer than in the past. This won't matter once people are routinely living past the age of 100, but for the transitional generation, the first generation whose parents dramatically extend their lifespans, we can expect to see a significant delay in the wealth transfer that typically cushions retirement savings and that the trends editors have identified as a solution to a potential shortfall in the Social Security program.